Welcome to the 2015 Rally America National Championship, combining some of the world's best drivers on some of the toughest stage roads in North America. Through 8 rounds of racing spanning coast to coast across the United States, through mud, snow, dust, and forest, one radio show is there covering all the action. This is Rally America Radio. Back here with Rally America Radio from Portland International Raceway, round 3 on the Rally America National Championship. We are here at the Oregon Trail Rally, and I apologize to you earlier. I said we were going to be live doing play-by-play commentary from these special stages here around PIR, and the layout just didn't, and the way they're starting the cars just didn't lend itself well to doing that. And so we are back here at the end of day number one, and we're going to catch up with some of these drivers. I apologize for the play-by-play commentary, but it would have been literally me saying, hey, they're going left, they're going left, they're going left. Just no way to properly do it, but we're going to catch up with Mr. David Higgins, or maybe Craig Drew, we'll see, and grab an interview. So just hang tight. All right, we're catching up here with Craig Drew, just finishing up day number one. How'd everything go? I know this is a little bit different for you, as a co-driver on these stages here at PIR.
Yeah, I'm not usually a fan of super special stages, but I always really enjoy the Oregon stages around Portland Raceway. Done 4 stages. Everyone went to plan. So far, so good. We always really enjoy these stages. It's great to give something back to the fans. But yeah, so far, I think we're fastest on all 4, so we can't really ask for much more than that.
Yeah, for sure. Now heading out, you got two full days of rallying on the gravel, and got to have you excited. I know David's excited. Everybody here's excited. No more ice, no more snow. Down to business.
Yeah, I'm always excited when it comes to rallying. But yeah, it'd be nice to get onto the gravel after two snow events. Oregon's unique in that, we got 2 days left of rallying, but they're 2 completely different days. Tomorrow, very fast stages with a lot of chicanes, which, as we know from previous years, they're not to be hit. So we'll just, just do what we normally do tomorrow and see where that takes us, and then really push on Sunday if we have to.
Well, I'm talking about this 2015 STI, I know it's been in the ice, been in the snow. Now you guys get to stretch its legs out on the gravel stages this weekend. Got to be exciting.
Yeah, very excited. We actually just finished the last stage now, and we just turned to each other and chuckled and said, this is a very, very good car already. So we really can't wait to get out on the stages tomorrow. But, Vermont Sports Car, Subaru USA, they've built a great car. So really looking forward to giving it some stick tomorrow.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Craig. We'll let you get some rest. Got a couple of days of rallying ahead of you.
Thank you very much.
All right, bouncing through the service park here, and Nick Roberts just finishing up day number one. How did everything go out there, Nick?
Yeah, everything went really well. We brought the car back in one piece. That was the plan, we didn't want to lose too much time tonight, just try to take it easy, just trying to get a feel for this wet tarmac. But we're out having fun anyway. It was just a blast to be out here. It's a blast to be at PIR, putting on a good show, and getting the brakes nice and hot for everybody, and then glowing exhaust. So I think it's some pretty cool pictures we got had.
Well, car's all in one piece, looks in good shape, so, live to survive, or survive to fight day 2 and 3.
That's right. Tomorrow's the big day, so hit the stage. We've had our bad luck on the past years, and I'm looking forward to get back out on real roads tomorrow and spend some time on the gravel.
Yeah. Stretch the legs of this new car, right?
That's right. See what she can do.
All right. Well, good luck out there tomorrow. Get some sleep, and we'll catch up with you in the morning.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
All right. Thanks a lot, Nick. All right, catching up with Cameron Steele, Chris DePlesis, both running in two-wheel drive. How's everything going out there? 4 stages in, day one done?
Yeah, I think my rally is going a little better than Cameron's. We had a couple stage wins, a few donuts for the crowd, a couple jumps. Stages like this are definitely for the fans. You want to keep them happy. That's why we're able to do this. Cameron can kind of let you know what happened to his car, but not as good of luck.
Well, I know what happened in the first stage. You're the only driver, I think, to stall this rally off the start, right? So it could only go up, right?
Yeah, you thought. Well, the positive is we didn't stall the next time through, but I snapped both axles clean and ended our rally at the very beginning of the start of stage 3. So that really stunk. And I wasn't even hard on them. Took it easy off the start, kind of eased into it, and then right when we took off, just snapped.
So you guys have spare axles? I mean, it's going to be back in action tomorrow?
Yeah, we have a couple spare axles, so we'll be back, but we don't know how long they'll last. We're going to see if we can try and do a couple special tricks and harden them a little bit and see if we can get them to withstand a little bit longer, but we don't know if it'll work, and we're hoping that we'll have it out there tomorrow. We'll see how long it lasts, though.
Okay, definitely something to take it easy tomorrow, right, just try and get it home?
Yeah, that's the plan. Take it a little easy, you know, probably back off a little bit, try and modulate the right foot a little bit more. But, yeah, it's going to be tough.
All right, Chris, well, back at you. How was the BRZ out there? I know you were planning on having some fun, so it sounds like quite a bit of fun, huh?
Yeah, the thing's brilliant. We kind of need Ryan Turek's steering angle, though. As we all know, he went out and killed it at Long Beach, so these guys definitely know how to build a car, nameless. So they're going to work on my steering angle issue so we can drift a little more for things like this.
Awesome. Well, you know, what's the predictions for tomorrow? Obviously, you know, 2 days worth of proper stage roads out there. You know, mix up Oregon Trail, always, you know, a bit of a mashup as far as stages, you know, are concerned. You know, what's the plans?
Yeah, tomorrow is really going to cater to us and our car. So we're going to try and hit our top speed, which is about 150. So we'll see if we can make that happen. But it's a brilliant car. I mean, the guys, again, at Nameless have really built an awesome rig. It's so much fun to drive. So I'm really looking forward to getting the real stages started tomorrow.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you catching up, and we'll let you guys get some sleep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, bouncing through, we got Lachlan Sullivan here, and from what I understand, three out of four stage wins here today in SP.
I'll take that, and I think I don't know what the hundredths were, what the tenths were, but it was really close in that first stage. We're just kind of getting our feet underneath us. We haven't done any testing this event, so it was really nice to go out there, and I think we're a top five, too, and right where we want to be. It's one of those days where you just want to get through it and get to the real stages Saturday and Sunday.
Well, and speaking of the real stages, I know, you know, Oregon Trail, over the course of 2 days, quite a bit of diversity in the stages, you know, get a little bit of everything.
Most definitely. That is super fast, and so, you know, you need to make sure your car is tuned right, has good cooling, super straightaways, on tarmac for a couple of miles even, 14, 15-mile stages, and then off to Sunday where it's super tight, twisty, technical, and hopefully we'll make up a lot of time there.
So thus far, how's the car feel? I mean, everything good? I know, you know, earlier in the year you fought a few problems here and there, but everything dialed in this go-around?
You know, super sweet tonight. Everything was set up really nicely. No issues. Little smoking brakes. Get some heat in the car after 100-acre woods that we didn't have much braking to do. And so, yeah, it was the car's handled perfectly tonight, and we'll reset the suspension up for the gravel tomorrow.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, and good luck tomorrow. We'll catch up with you in the morning and kind of preview day number two.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right, we're continuing to cruise down here through the service park, and a lot of guys already pulling out, making their way out to day number two. Got about a 90-minute drive here from Portland International Raceway out to where the stages kick off tomorrow, so a lot of guys pulling out. Some guys staying close, though, and getting their cars dialed in here, switching from the tarmac to the gravel setup instead of having to do it out there in the elements. Nice, great facility here at Portland International Raceway. So, yeah, lots of storylines heading into tomorrow. I think rain on tap, about a 50% chance of rain. Last I heard, rain went away and was absolutely amazing conditions here. A little bit of wet tarmac, but not too bad. But heading into tomorrow, definitely a change up, you know, with rain on tap. And, you know, is it going to come? Is it not going to come? You know, I think we're definitely going to have to kind of play it by ear and see what happens. Chances are it may not come, and, you know, may have dry conditions. And as talking with the drivers, it definitely affects tire choice and you know, stage conditions. But, you know, it could come, and then it throws a wrench in everybody's plans, and we've got a nice wet race. So at this point, we're just going to have to wait and see. And kind of find out what the weather brings overnight. All right, just stopped in at Steve LaRosa's pit. Man, there's my off-road background coming at you. Just stopped in at Steve LaRosa's paddock area, and Steve already checking out, but I guess his Focus ST or Fiesta ST is dialed and solid and finished up A-OK. So we're going to continue to cruise through here. But like I said, drivers, it's slim pickings about now. Already checking out, heading out, going to get something to eat and quick good night's rest, and got 2 days full of rally on tap Saturday and Sunday. We'll be bringing you coverage with Rally America Radio both days, slam-packed full of coverage both days. Off and on. I know tomorrow we're going to be fighting some internet service, from what I understand, pretty remote stages out there. We'll be doing updates if and when we can. Guaranteed at some point you'll get them tomorrow, but I can't give you a time frame quite yet. Sunday service should be a little bit better. We may be able to go live at times, but Rally America Radio has you on tap for all of the Oregon Trail Rally. Also, iRally, you definitely want to download that app and make sure you are following them on social media as well as all the Rally America official accounts. It's going to be your best place to find... It's going to be your best place to find all the results and updates from the rally. So, yeah, kind of wandering through here, and everybody's kind of dispersed at this point. A few crews hanging out and staying around and trying to get their cars dialed in with their setups for tomorrow. But really, I'm not seeing many drivers. So on behalf of Rally America Radio, I am Jim Beaver. I'm going to sign off tonight. We will see you tomorrow for day number two of round three of the Rally America National Championship, the Oregon Trail Rally.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI. A 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry. It's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.